Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Kelly Ford, Morning Fam, the day after the launch of the new season of The Bachelor, and it was a good one.
Heartbreak.
Love for me is about the heart. And the way that I view life, everything is a blessing.
Drama.
We're going to war for Matt's heart. Oh my God.
Love.
He's probably the most handsome man I've ever seen.
It's the Kelly Ford in the Morning Bachelor Report.
Tall, from New York, adorable. When he got all the girls together, he said a prayer? Come on!
Unheard of. That really set the tone for the season and like changed the whole dynamic of everything.
And it wasn't super preachy and annoying. It was like a real kind of let's all gather and have some intention here. It was so cool. And I am telling you, I think lockdown, let's be real, has affected all single women and made them very, very hungry. Let's put it that way. Because maybe,
I don't disagree.
Maybe one of the, or thirsty, I should say, hungry and thirsty. And maybe the one of the most memorable girls last night was Kate.
So I brought something from home.
Okay.
That's really special to me, and I thought I'd share it with you. You know, this pandemic was really hard for me, and this just really got me through a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping to pass the torch to you.
Ew. She brought a little toy that apparently had not been used, but I don't believe that. And that became kind of a prop for the whole first hour for sure.
Yeah, the puns about this are absolutely endless. I can go on for days, but I'll spare you.
Yes, so she was very memorable. I thought for sure he's marrying Abigail. Let's go ahead and predict that right now.
First impression, Rose Abigail. So impressive. He was talking about her cochlear implant. And did you see that the search history for cochlear implants last night, like, was at like X amount of million searches?
Because you know you Google it. You're like, what's a cochlear implant?
Yes. I was like, I want to just like make sure I'm educated in this space right now.
But she was great. And then honestly, what is a premiere of a new Bachelor season without a crazy person?
Oh, you mean the Queen Victoria?
The Queen had crazy eyes. The Queen had bunny in the pot crazy eyes.
And the Queen is brought there specifically to be the bunny in the pot crazy. Like, poor Matt is probably standing there giving her this rose like Chris Harrison told me I got to keep her till week six. So,
totally.
Like, bear with me.
Truly crazy eyes. I was like, wow, I love that she's in.
And you know what? Aside from crazy eyes, I feel like there's so many memorable girls from night one alone. And it usually takes me about like a couple of weeks to like get my feet wet, like know the girls, know their stories. But like after night one, I got like seven who I know their whole life story already.
Okay, so help me because you watch it way differently. I got Abigail with the cochlear implants. I got toy girl, Kate. I got crazy girl, Queen, whose name I don't know. And then who else?
We got Sarah, the girl who takes care of her dad's ALS.
Oh, yes! Oh, she's adorable!
Angel! We have Kayla, the girl who came in the pickup truck. Loved her energy.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool Ford pickup. Mm-hmm.
Right, MJ, the girl with the luscious blonde mane of hair that I would pay lots of money for.
Oh, I would pet it. I'd be like, brrr, brrr, huff!
Right, and like, you know, did you know that Kit Keenan, the girl in the pink feathery dress, is actually Cynthia Rowley's daughter?
Oh, stop it. And she's from New York as well. Such a great season. We'll be doing it every Tuesday morning, 6:40 and 8:25.